Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. This is episode 33. Can hardly believe that. As you know, the format is I ask a question and we go around the table and each of the Creative Work Hour members will give their take on the answer or a version of their thoughts. Today, being in the middle of the holiday season, our question is, how do we dial up the magic of creativity this holiday season? And I'll go to Alessandra.
Hi, Greg, and welcome everybody. We have Devin in the room. We have Gretchen. We have Shadows Pub. I'm Alessandra, and our producer is Greg Shaw, that beautiful English voice that you hear, that bass English voice that you hear. Yeah, so we're talking about the magic of creativity. And that work came out of a recovery holiday hack. I was encouraged when I was really seeking out mental health recovery, I was encouraged to do a couple of things. And one redefined every relationship in my life. And here was the challenge. Find your own handpicked family of friends that are good for you. Well, that's what we've done in Creative Work Hour. We didn't even know it was happening. But with that intention, on its own, it happened. And here we are, this wonderful, creative, funny, charming family of friends. And then the second thing was carve out your own traditions for the holiday season. Carve out your own. So if you put the two together, the hand-picked family of friends with, oh, I'm getting help over here from Nisa Boo. Say hello, Nisa Boo.
He says, I'm not handpicking you.
No, I'm not hand-picked. I'm not even claw, well, maybe I am claw-picked. I'm about to be bit if I'm not careful. But that with carving out your own traditions for celebrating the magic of the holiday season. That's where we are. And so for me, identifying what are those elements that are magic? What's the magic of creativity? What's the most fun you've ever had being creative? Well, I know that it came out of having a childlike playfulness, a childlike imagination, a childlike wonder, a lot of coffee or ice cream, belief in things that are unlikely or impossible, that we receive and we give and we share. And I think those are the things that allow us to dial up the magic of creativity. Some say, and some make a lot of money at courses and books and what have you, that it's about the management of your habits or the management of your time. But I say in this holiday season, I say, hooey! I say it's magic. Now, what elements do you find that will allow you to dial up the magic of creativity? That's worth celebrating. I'm going to hand it over to Gretchen. What do you think?
Thanks, Alessandra. Capturing the magic. It's funny that you had that because I'm working on a series, and that's the very first title of the very first video that I'm doing called Capturing Magic. And
No kidding.
we talk about around the holiday season, but as a creative and as a creator, it's one of those things that you need to be able to tap into any day of the week, any time. And for me, I just thought of this. I want to look at my creativity as the holiday and as something that's there all the time, and that's the magic in and of itself. And just to capture that and realize that everybody has different things that spark the smile, that whatever brings it to them. But to think of that as like as a child, like if every day was a holiday, yes, you'd think as an adult you would get bored, but kids don't get bored with that kind of stuff. Any little thing to celebrate, oh, it's we would do this at school, all kinds of weird holidays we could celebrate, and they'd be like, oh yeah, sure, let's do that. So just making that creativity part of your magic and celebrating that, and know that it's okay for you to celebrate that. Oftentimes we feel guilty about, oh, I don't have something for someone, or I don't have something for. No, this is something for yourself. And that's how creativity really grows. You understand that this is something that's essential to you. It's something that you have no need for any kind of guilt around it. And you just tap into it, however that is. And it's not always easy, but that's okay. Whatever. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. On to Devin.
Thanks, Gretchen. I have trouble putting the word magic anywhere near the idea of Christmas. I've had some Christmases where if there was magic, it was definitely coming from the dark arts. So that's a bit of a tainted word. But if I substitute whimsy, then I can get a little more into it. I imagine I've been in Gretchen's studio. I can see all the dragons and wyverns surrounding her, and that makes me happy. And so if I go into a place of whimsy, then that stimulates a special kind of creativity that does remove me from the current reality. And that could be, you know, animated things, things that are set in fictional places like Whoville, say, for Christmas, or things like that. And, or well, it's just plain old fantasy like Middle Earth, you know, nothing like a day in Middle Earth to take your minds off the rest of your troubles. So that's, I guess, my whimsical creativity is special because it just takes me to a different place and I want to create different things than simply, oh, I feel like, you know, creating something today, which might be more, I don't know, no special whimsy to it. So that's what I would say is going to a whimsical place can draw out a different kind of creativity, which can really be rewarding if it all comes together.
Thank you, Devin. How about you, Shadows? How can we dial up the magic of creativity this holiday season?
So I've been sitting here thinking that Artemis would be a whole lot better to be the one in here answering this because she does it pretty well all the time. She could put creative and magic together and creative and Christmas and magic and Christmas with no problem. Just take a look at her images. For me, I really don't care. I would largely ignore Christmas other than making sure that my niece and my sister get a gift. And beyond that, I carry on doing what I'm usually doing and thinking about the fact that the end of the year and it's time to set up for next year. That's about it.
Thank you, Shadows. And you know, I'm similar to you. When I was younger and the children were younger, Christmas was full of magic and wonder and fairy tale and everything. But I was thinking to other people's answers. Christmas, the holiday season in general, lost a lot of its magic through things happening. And I just thought, you know, if you need a cup of sugar, if you're a good neighbor, you know, you'll loan a cup of sugar or you'll, you know, loan this or you'll loan a wrench or whatever. But what about loaning some magic or borrowing someone else's magic? And I don't think there's anything wrong with borrowing a little bit of magic from somebody else until you can make your own again. You know, maybe that's what's needed, a little bit of pinch of magic from Gretchen and a pinch of whimsy from Devin and a little bit of cheer from Shadows and mix them together in the pot and let it brew up and knead it out. You know, maybe you can make your own magic again. I don't know. Maybe I need to be committed. That's a whole different story again. But
hey, I'm look, some of my favorite people.
Well, even that kind of committed. I was wondering, committed to what?
Oh yeah, very committed. I once told I should have been on the stage the next one out of town. They followed up with, but sweeping it maybe, right? Sweeping the stage. So. But yeah, I think borrowing a little bit of wonder from someone else, borrowing a little bit of magic to make your own would be a great place to start. But I'll bring it back around to you, Alessandra. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I do have a couple of thoughts. And I love the idea about borrowing the magic when you're fresh out. And what I love about that is if you're having a fine old time and you're doing great, well, bully for you. We may need to borrow some of your magic, right? That it's absolutely fine to not be fine, whether it's this holiday season or another season. Likewise, if you're doing good, sometimes just your showing up as evidence that we also have good days is a gift, just to show up. Now, all right, so the magic of creativity. Let's just put it to some use right now. Making our own traditions. So in this family of friends, the Creative Work Hour, here's an idea. Now, one of the things about Creative Work Hour is whatever that we do, it has to be sustainable. This is going back to that. It has to energize itself because nobody needs more of a weight. Nobody needs more to do. What we do need is more play and more fun and more enjoyment. So here's the idea. In this happy creativity season, what if we did a little something like carols and coloring? where we just have basically an open house on, say, Go Brunch. We have an open house, so you can be in your jammies. You don't have to be on camera. We'll have some music going, and our AI art wrangler, Shadows Pub, might, if we asked her super nicely, Shadows, would you please look in your library of creative work and see if you have maybe like some holiday-themed coloring pages that we could enjoy? That might be fun.
Interestingly enough, we may actually have a room that you could use.
Ooh, okay, so something's already created, a place that we can go.
I'm just dropping you a screenshot of it. I've got a room sitting there because we're going to try to do a virtual family gathering on Christmas Day. Now that's a limited family gathering.
Right.
That's
That's your
my
private
older
thing.
brother and his wife, my niece and her spouse, and Artemis and her spouse.
So we might be
So
able to
the room is
borrow
already
that room.
created.
Cool.
Yeah.
Brunch magic. Copy the room.
Yeah, I can do
Oh,
that
right.
too, or just use the room.
There
Yeah.
we go. I like it. Okay. So,
You,
and I
the image
know.
just came up, Artemis. Alessandra. I got the A right.
You got the A right.
We got some magic creativity happening right now this holiday season live. Going on right now with this Go Brunch room and coloring pages. This is magic right now.
Yeah. And okay, so if we had nothing but thumbs down on that idea, I had a backup idea. Okay, but you could boo this one. Okay, so when Devin was hosting Creative Work Hour for us, there was a day that he did the break transition between the first hour and the bonus hour. He played the rock music, the rock break. It was, what is the name of that song, Devin? I think it's Run DMC. It is Christmas music. What is it called?
Man, I don't know the title. I have to look it up really fast because it's not a title that sticks with me.
It's featured in Die Hard, in the beginning of Die Hard. Yeah. And so the idea, his hosting and using that song as break music made me think of, oh, well, there are some people who like to do that, like to give.
Christmas in Hollis is the name.
What is it called?
Christmas in Hollis, Hollis, which must be like a hood in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. I got it. So, the idea with that one was, oh, we could have an hour where we rap while we're rapping. If we're wrapping Christmas presents. So being able to just celebrate creativity and create out loud with one another. In fact, the way that this podcast, how we come up with the questions that we play with during the podcast, is Greg and I, we get into a breakout room during creative work hour, and the two of us, we just throw ideas and subtopics and what's going on in the world. We throw all these things in a blender and we take turns writing what that question may be and what that question means. And then we go back and we rewrite the question again. And we do this for, about 45 minutes. And that's how we come up with these topics that, since we started doing it, really kind of come to life. And people have wonderful answers and they'll say things we could have never anticipated. So, what do you think, Greg? How'd we do today? I really had fun. Did you have fun? I found it magical.
I think we witnessed some magic creativity on this call today, and I've already borrowed a little bit. So if you notice a little bit missing on the meter that shows your magic meter, I already kind of took a little bit out. I took creative license and liberty and took some of your magic. So yeah, but what about you? How do you dial up the magic of creativity this holiday season? And what are some of your holiday traditions? We would love to know, and I think maybe we'll talk about traditions more in the future. But in the meantime, it's happened again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. Let us know your answer to that question. How do you dial up the magic of creativity during the holiday season? And we'll be back next week. Thank you.
God bless us, everyone.
Magic.